in a kind of a newer relationship. It's been about 6 months, and I'm just seeing a whole bunch of triggers coming up constantly. And it's this like push-pull, like this hyper-vigilance, worrying about what his feelings are and if I'm, you know, bothering him or if he's happy or if I'm, you know, pleasing him. It's just like this hyper-vigilance about that. And then that kind of leads into judging him, but then also feeling judged. So it's like this projection, I think, going on. And then feeling really defensive and criticized by him, you know, and just like this feeling like attacked and this like, come here, go away, you know, like if, for instance, like if he's not giving me enough attention, then I shut down. But then, I don't know, it's just this weird kind of push-pull. And I just, it's like a sense of not being able to be myself because I'm so worried about where he is and feeling like I'm not measuring up to what he wants me to do. So sometimes it's like paralyzing.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things there. It sounds like most of your description is on a behavioral level, what the feelings and emotions are prompting you to do, like to be concerned, to worry, to have the back and forth going on. This sounds like reactive emotional level. But what I'm hearing, the prime core feeling that I'm hearing is the criticism and judgment about yourself and maybe the sense of being no good. So would you agree with that? Looked like a, yeah, looked like a yes. You can fade it out. Yeah. So that would be our starting point. We're working with significance center issues. That's the solar plexus chakra. And whenever you get into a turmoil, to start with, maybe there's other things involved, but there usually are other things involved. To start with, you look to significance center. So what feeling is coming up there for me? It's all leading back to I'm being criticized, and there's this sense of being no good. So the movie is the drama with your partner, and the core feeling is the sense of being no good. I think that is a core feeling. And the first level emotions are everything you talked about, you know, the worry, the turmoil, sense of being criticized. We could even say that's a first level feeling, but behind that is the feeling of I'm no good. So that's what we would work with. Sound good? Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's mm-hmm. get ready. Close your eyes and start to relax. Start by connecting to your body. Feel the body. Feel yourself dropping into the body. You're dropping out of the mind into the body. Try to feel that there's an actual shift going on into body consciousness. And bring in your breath. Become conscious of your breath. Feel yourself relaxing on the exhale. And let's go through the induction just briefly. Visualize light coming in on the inhale, goes to your solar plexus. On the exhale, you send it out to form a brilliant protective shield all around you. Feel yourself safe and energized inside your protective shield. bring up the earth energy. Feel the nurturing quality of the earth. Let's tie into this for a minute. Feel yourself being nurtured, accessing the feminine archetypal energy. Relaxing deeper and deeper. And I'd like to know what your experience is so far with the light and the earth. Just tell me in a very brief sentence, without losing your right brain, relaxed place.
Yeah, I feel like I'm protected.
Okay. And what about the earth?
I feel like the earth was more of a connection for me than the light.
Okay. Go up to the third eye. Keep breathing as you look up. Relax into the body. Feel yourself shifting over into witness perspective. And then lower your eyes. And keep your eyes closed now. And try to maintain that relaxed, dreamy, right brain place. When you speak, try to speak from that place, like I'm speaking now. I'm speaking very relaxed, very dreamy. I'm out of the left brain. Keep moving in that direction. Now let's bring up your movie. Your movie is your interaction with your partner. You can visualize any particular episode that might be particularly significant for you. And what you first see is the first level emotions and the reactivity, what you're saying to each other. First level emotions, maybe it's anger. Maybe it's resentment. Now, find the core feeling behind that, which we've identified. Solar plexus, significant center, not being good enough. Not being respected. Let's invite this feeling to come forward even more. And let's take it through the steps. Step one, awareness. We've established that this is a suppressed feeling, only being triggered by circumstances. Try to take responsibility. Try to drop blame, even if only for this session. Use the movie to bring up the feeling. Drop the movie. Take total responsibility for the feeling. Step two, acceptance. Now find the unconscious resistance that you've been having to this feeling of not being good enough. Let's call it that for the moment. Significant center. Obviously, you don't like it. But we're going to move past that knee-jerk rejection because we understand we need to accept all parts of ourselves in order to integrate and release negativity. So move into acceptance and then move into direct experience. Now just feel the feeling. Try to find it in your body. Whenever you need to, go back to the movie to re-stimulate the feeling. But if you don't need to do that, just stay with the feeling in the body. And how are you doing? What's happening?
I'm having this kind of emotion come over me, this like just feeling like I'm always a disappointment, no matter how hard I try.
Yeah, okay, good, good. That's good. Stay with that. Let's ask the subconscious to give you an image that corresponds to this feeling of always being a disappointment. Now, tell me when you get something.
Keep getting in trouble as a kid.
Okay, keep going. Find a specific event. Find a specific event and let it unfold. Go back and re-experience and let the feelings come up.
My mom is yelling at me.
Okay, good.
Or something.
Okay. And what feeling does that bring up in you?
Shame and not good enough.
Good. Okay, these are the core feelings. So let's stay right there. Let's stay with the shame first, because I think this is somewhat of a first level feeling. Let's invite the shame to come forward. And I want you to reframe your attitude about the shame. Don't be afraid of it. Don't think it's bad. Don't think it applies to you. It's a lower self reaction. You're shifting your identity to the higher self. So let's do that. Go up to the third eye just for a brief bit. Look up without losing the feeling. Keep breathing. Feel yourself shifting over to the higher self witness. Lower your eyes, go back to the feeling. Stay in that detached place with the shame. Let's invite this shame to come forward even more. Now you're looking at this shame as maybe you've never done before. You're not resisting it. You're not thinking that it's something bad anymore. It's a kind of energetic experience in your body. Be okay with this energetic experience. Breathe into it, relax into it, keep moving back, detaching, witnessing. Can you find the shame in your body?
My throat.
Okay, that's interesting.
My heart, throat.
Area. Okay, good. That's interesting. So, heart would be affiliated. That's great. Okay. So breathe into that area. Let's stay focused here for a minute. Keep breathing into that area. Breathe into the shame. Let's invite this shame to come forward fully, to be fully integrated right now and released. Keep relaxing as you exhale. Go back to the solar plexus. Breathe into the solar plexus and let's bring up this core feeling of disappointment, not being good enough. Go back to the movie if you need to. Pick an event that triggers the feeling. Let the feeling come up.
I feel kind of separate from it a little bit.
Okay.
Feeling.
Okay, that's good. We'll consider that to be a good sign. You're detaching and moving into the higher self, shifting out of the lower self. Now let's give permission to this feeling in the lower self to fully exist. You're not denying, pushing away, or rejecting this feeling anymore. I want you to message that to this feeling. This feeling is an energetic entity with a kind of intelligence. It responds to your rejection or acceptance. You're going to send it big time acceptance vibes now. Relax into it. Oh, you've been rejecting this. You've been rejecting this part of yourself for how many years? You're going to reverse that rejection with acceptance. It's okay to be a disappointment, even though we're not condoning that that continue. It's okay whenever it happens. It's okay whenever feelings of inadequacy come up. Feelings of not being good enough. Relax into those feelings. Make a place for them. Where are you now?
The feelings are fading, but I just have, I have this big sensation here. I don't know if it's because I'm crying, but it's like taking away from being able to go there.
Oh, okay. I didn't notice that you were crying. Thanks for mentioning that. Okay. Yeah, so go to that throat. Breathe into that area. So let's assume we're in the throat center. This is the speaking up, speaking out, being heard. I'm not being heard. This ties into not being good enough. Can you relate to any of those feelings? Not being heard?
Yes, because I don't feel good enough, I try to be invisible and try not to stand out.
Okay, breathe into that center in the body and get a clearer handle on what this experience is here. What is this feeling?
It's like tension or stuck, feeling stuck.
Okay, all right, so stay with that. You're stuck. That's good. Being stuck is a good place. Let's take being stuck through the process. We're just going to step one awareness. We're just going to recognize that this is a temporary place. Step two, acceptance. Be okay with being stuck. This is mostly an acceptance experience. Just be okay with being stuck. Relax into being stuck. You don't have to do anything. See if there's something that you think you need to do, and then just realize you don't need to do anything. Relieve yourself of that burden. Are you getting more emotional? Okay.
Yes.
Good, good. This is what I've been waiting for. Good, let it come. Good. Great. You don't need to do anything. Just relax. Keep breathing. Great. Keep going. Good. Good. Let the emotions come up. Good, good, good. Great. Yeah, that's right. Go to your breath. You're doing great. Where are you now?
I feel, well, when you said it was okay to be stuck, it was that feeling of being a disappointment because I try and try to fix myself, mm-hmm. but I feel stuck. Like mm-hmm. I can't fix myself no matter what I do.
But yeah.
When you said okay. that if it's okay, then that was
yeah, great.
A lot of emotion, like.
Great. Okay. So this is a core realization for you. There's the feeling of no good. You want to fix yourself. You can't fix yourself. You're caught in this trap. Okay. Totally unnecessary. Just keep going back to the core feeling, not being good enough, and relax into it. Being stuck was a key point for you. Doing really well here, but I want to start to wind down. And you can continue right into the group session that we're going to do after this. So close the door for the time being. Or maybe you don't want to close the door. If you don't want to stay right where you are. And let's thank the subconscious again for cooperating so beautifully. Bring in some more light, just in case, to lift up your vibration. Feel yourself being lifted up higher and higher. And then ground down to the earth to just send down any residual negativity lingering in your psychic environment. And I'm not going to count you up because you might want to just stay in this place and move into the other session. But let's close this session. And I'd like to open the floor for any comments about this or anything anybody wants to share.
I just related a lot and I just wanted to commend her and being brave to do this work in front of the group. And
yeah, great.
I got
yeah.
a lot out of it.
Absolutely. Anybody else?
I also got a lot out of this. I just wanted to say, took me back to when I used to have panic attacks about, it was a kind of social anxiety. And then just one day, doing some work on this, it was like I realized the way to not be so hung up on this was to invite it in, to imagine the worst and then just to sit with it. But it was before I had actually learned how to do your work, and it really helped.
Great. Thank you. Okay.
Thanks.
I would like to know what to do if you can't relate too much to the what you call the archetypal qualities of the light. And at some point, you asked what was her reaction or her feeling towards each of the polarities.
Why did I ask her that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I usually ask clients that to get a sense of their capacity, their ability to access the energies. This gives me a sense of where they are in terms of relating to their inner masculine and feminine as well. If they can access the earth well, they're in touch with their feminine. If they can't access the light, they're not in touch with their masculine. That gives me a clue about how to work with them, what needs to be developed, what energy needs to be developed, and what personality characteristics are happening with them. So if you can't connect to them, it's just a matter of practice. That's what you do in your meditation. You keep working with the light and the earth. You might have to use your imagination to start with. You visualize, imagine the qualities of the light, strength, protection, assertiveness. You visualize quality of the earth, softness, femininity, compassion, unconditional love, so on. That's a part of your growth.
Okay.
Okay. Good question.
Thank you.
I have family members that are personalities that really trigger me. And So I'm dealing with all of that right now, but I do agree with you, John, that the most power comes from not blaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the spiritual approach to the process. That's what we're trying to learn. And it's not easy, as we're seeing right here. It's not easy to get this. But the extent to which you can work with these principles and employ them are, you know, a measure of your capacity, growth, spiritual enlightenment, I would say.
Would it be fair to say that we have buttons? We have these buttons or triggers
Sure.
that were installed by our families, and then they're pushed by others in our adult relationships. So through this work, we uninstall those buttons. So that way I'm not bothered and feel the need to have this conversation about how what you said was hurtful.
Yeah.
Like, because if I'm clean, then I'm not triggered.
Yeah. The way I see it is we come into this life with our karma, which is our unconscious subconscious. And then we attract all kinds of childhood events based on the subconscious that we bring into this life. And you could say that's where the buttons get installed. You know, childhood trauma, experience in the family. Those are all formative things, but we attract those experiences corresponding to our unconscious karma or our subconscious. So that would enable us to take responsibility and not blame our family or our childhood experiences. You can recognize that you're getting triggered because of a traumatic childhood experience, but that childhood experience only crystallizes what's in the subconscious. It's not the original formative event.